For our scripture lesson tonight, we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. But if it is fitting that I go also, they will go with me. Now I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia, and it may be that I will remain, or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you, if the Lord permits. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord, as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. Now, concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urge you to come to you, him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time. Watch, therefore, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part, they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit in yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men. We look tonight especially at verses 13 and 14. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, this morning you celebrated the Lord's Supper. The Apostle Paul, as he writes to the church at Corinth, is mindful that they have also served and celebrated the Lord's Supper. That serving gave rise to problems, and the Apostle Paul did not hesitate to address those problems. But now, as he comes to the end of the letter which he is sending to them, he sends them his word, his admonitions that they are to follow in the weeks that are to come. And we want to look at those admonitions that he gives to them in our message tonight as we think about post-communion living. Notice the apostle says, watch. The apostle Paul does not hesitate to borrow language that was used by our Lord Jesus himself. If you kept your Bible in your hand, turn back with me to Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verse 17. Matthew 25, verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch Therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Jesus had urged his listeners to be careful, to watch, because they did not know the hour in which the end of time would come. We go back to chapter 24 of Matthew's Gospel, and we look at verse 42, Matthew 24, verse 42, and we hear Jesus say, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." And so the Lord Jesus admonishes his listeners, young and older alike, to watch because they do not know the hour in which he is coming again to serve them. The Apostle Peter uses the same language. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." As the days come when the Lord Jesus is going to return, the enemy will become more intense in his attacks upon the Christians. And so the Apostle Peter says, "What, be sober, be watchful, for you know not when the Lord is going to come." You and I have been reminded of that in recent days. The news has told us that the embassies in 17 countries are closed today because of Al-Qaeda attacks. And so citizens of our land who are going to travel abroad are urged to be careful. Well, you and I, whether regardless of whether we travel or not, are urged to be careful because we have an enemy, the devil, who is seeking to devour us. And so we must watch and pray lest we be attacked. But Paul, as he writes to the church at Corinth, urges them not only to watch, but he says, "Stand fast in the faith." You notice that in this verse, "Stand fast in the faith." This morning you made a confession of your faith as you partook of the Lord's Supper. You said that you knew Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of your life. There's no more important profession of faith to make than that profession. And I urge those of you who have not yet partaken of the Lord's Supper to examine your lives before the Lord's Supper is served again. That if you hesitated this morning, you may be ready the next time. But he says, be steadfast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Not like a dead fence post, but like a living post that goes down into the ground, deeper and deeper. There were those, you know, in the Bible who wavered in the faith to which they were called. If you kept your Bible open, turn with me to 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. "They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness." Stand fast in the faith which you have professed, says the apostle, because those are common knowledge who have wandered away. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 10. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. There were those who had once walked in the ways of the Lord, who had once been obedient to His commands, but who had deserted Him. And Demas is mentioned, has forsaken me. And so the apostle says to us that we must stand fast in the faith. We must hold on to that which has been committed unto us. And so he says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave. Oh, be brave. You see, the gospel isn't for cowards. It isn't for those who know the way of the Lord, but they're admonished to be brave, to stand fast. And that includes all, boys and girls, young people, and adults. Have you noticed in the newspaper and in the news reports that young people celebrating the conclusion of a school year have included alcoholic beverages in their parties? Young people, be brave. Dare to say no to that which is forbidden you. Dare to say no to that which is can only lead to trouble. Be brave. Be strong. Oh, be strong. This morning you celebrated the Lord's Supper. Tonight you are in here in God's house once again, and I commend you for coming to God's house a second time today. I've held up your church as an example for many, many, many times because you are faithful in attending church not only in the morning but at night. But during the week also, you must turn to the Word of God for your nourishment, for your help, for your strength. Be strong in the Lord, says the Word. And you can only be strong as you feed on that Word, as you pray, as you use the sacraments which God has given. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Let all that you do be done with love. That's the imperative sense that the apostle uses here. You and I must go by the Word of God. There are many today who would lead us astray, who would say that the things that are forbidden by God are acceptable because they have to be done by love. But God tells us what we may do and what we may not do in His Word. And so we must be done with love. O congregation of Jesus Christ, you and I live in a day when we hear voices being raised, calling acceptable what God has condemned, judging that to be all right which God has said is not all right. You and I must be careful that we do all things with love, but we must obey God's Word. We must do what God commands us to do. We must serve Him. And so, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. For you see, you have been guests at God's table this morning.
and that has affected your life, that determines what you and I do in the week that comes ahead of us. Let me share with you something that I read. 250 people went on a cruise. Several pastors led Bible studies on that cruise. When that cruise was over, the steward asked the help on that ship what they thought of that group of Christians who had taken the cruise for 250 strong. And you know what the help said? The help said they had not had such a difficult group to please in a long time. You see, you and I have been guests at a table of the Lord this morning. And we must show that in our lives in the week that lies ahead of us. We must show that we are Christians by the way we act, by the attitude that we manifest towards those who we come in contact with. And so the Word of God comes to us and says, let all things be done with love. And that means you, and that means me. Oh, if you didn't come to the Lord's table this morning because you didn't know Jesus Christ, then don't let this day pass without acknowledging Him as Savior and Lord of your life. Let every knee bow before Him and confess that He is Lord and Savior to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray together. O Lord, our God, we pray that we may show forth in our lives that we are Thine, that we have been redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Many of us partook of the sacrament this morning. We partook of the bread and the juice in remembrance of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And now may that be manifested in our lives in this coming week. And if there are those in our midst tonight who know Thee not, who do not know the saving blood of Jesus Christ, then we pray that Thou wouldst bring them under conviction of sin, and that Thou wouldst bring them to the cross, that they may confess Thee as Savior and Lord of their lives. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.